Mike Tirico here with some of the 2024 Team USA athletes. What's your message for the team of tomorrow?
To young athletes, never forget why you started doing it in the first place.
You have to pursue something that you're passionate about.
Win, lose, or draw, I'm always going to be the one having a smile on my face.
Finding joy in why you do it keeps you doing it.
Be authentic, be you, and have fun.
Joy is powering Team USA during the Olympic and Paralympic Games. Comcast is proud to be bringing that inspiration home for the team of tomorrow.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Now, Amazon's smart speaker has been upgraded to help users understand the latest Gen Z slang. And customers can now ask Alexa for help, with some of the latest Gen Z vocabulary. And reading this today, I have to say, when I was looking through the list of some of the phrases that have been added, I wonder how out of touch we are, or, well, maybe how out of touch I am with Gen Z at the moment. But I'm joined by Kira Tracy from her own digital team and resident Gen Zer in News Talk, and Dr. Ellen Howley, who's an assistant professor at DCU's School of English. Good afternoon to you both. Kira, some of the words, I suppose, that have been added that a lot of our listeners might be aware of today: low-key, it's giving, ick.
Are you comfortable saying slay those words? Do you understand those words yourself?
Some of them I do. I was looking through the list. I only knew a few of them.
Okay, well, I would love to put that to the test and see how Gen Z you can be.
Well, so, I'm about 15 years beyond the age bracket of Gen
listen,
Z.
You'd never know. It's giving Gen Z. So don't worry. So I'm going to start off easy with, you've got that riz, you know.
Riz is like somebody's good looking or they're charismatic.
So literally, riz is short for charisma.
Right, okay. Yeah,
so that was pretty easy.
But the context of it is that if he's riz, it means he's good looking,
doesn't
it?
Yeah, he's, well, not necessarily. You don't have to be good looking. Like, if he's charismatic, risen you up, he's charming you.
Right, okay.
You know, that kind of way.
That's close enough.
And then the fit. I rate your fit today, Andrea.
Your fit?
Yeah.
I'm looking actually, well?
It's your outfit. So I actually introduced Shane Coleman to this as well. Yeah, it is. I was like, yeah, I rate the fit today, Shane. He's like, what? I'm like, yeah.
So yeah, I know the context of it, though, is I probably would never use it in that context, though.
Okay. What about drip or drown? You're dripping in gold.
I've actually genuinely never heard that.
Drip or drown. Drip is like, you're dressing well again. You're dripping in gold. Like, it's drip or drown. Like, I'd rather be dripped up than drowning.
Right,
know?
Yeah. Okay.
It's one or the other.
So that's that for when you're saying to one of your friends, you're looking, your outfit's
It's drippy. Yeah, you're dripping today. Yeah.
Right. Did not know that.
There you go. What about, okay, slay.
Slay is like, you're killing it, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You can use that in so many contexts.
I have even some of my own friends use slay from time to time.
Okay.
Not hugely, I'm a big fan of it myself, but.
I had to say it's probably on its way out now.
Oh,
it's probably
really?
Made its way onto the,
oh God,
the millennials. So
slay is even too old for Gen Zers now.
I'd say so. It's almost, again, ironic, I'd say.
Because Gen Z is that kind of 11 to 26, or it's mid-20s, isn't it?
Yeah, so I'm 24, yeah.
So you're slap bang Gen Z?
Yeah.
Okay,
chronically
right.
I'm chronically Gen Z,
I can't believe slay is too old
for
Gen
coming.
Z,
it's,
but go on.
We save it for Christmas now. How about it's giving baddie?
It's giving, in my mind, means it's like, it's a, like,
you're
it's
doing
cool,
it.
It's, a, yeah. you're, it's amazing.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
If something is it's giving it, it's...
Yeah,
yeah,
see,
looks great, is great. Are they not all the same then?
Like, well, they kind of are. They are
no?
a lot of synonyms. But it's giving. It's just like, that's the vibe you're providing.
Oh, right, okay.
So like, it's giving radio right now. Like, you know, it can be literally as obvious as that.
When would you ever use that?
You'd be
phrase?
Surprised.
Really?
If you're looking great and you're like, it's giving.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Right,
looking
now.
Well is in my head what
yeah.
it's giving.
It's
means.
Just the way you say nope. it. And I think the right. way you say it, it's just saying it with your chest, which is probably another Gen Z thing to say, actually. So
say it with your chest.
Say
Go
it
on.
With your chest. Your hair's looking snatched today, Andrea. It's looking snatched.
Amazing. Great.
Yeah, literally. Like, makeup, snatched.
So is it all just a load of compliments?
Yeah, you know what? Actually, how about this one? I'm going to have the best year, no cap. No cap.
I have no idea, Kira.
So no cap is kind of like period. It's kind of like... And that's that.
That's that.
And I mean that.
Full stop.
Yeah. Period. End of.
It's cap.
It's, yeah, no cap.
No cap. Sorry, I absolutely butchered that even as well.
Listen, you're doing amazing. You're doing amazing.
Oh my God.
What about girl math? The math is mathing. I have no idea. I thought you'd know that one. No. I mean, it's one to utilize, I can tell you that. So really? Say like you have to take back some clothes that didn't fit or whatever. You get that money back. That's free. That's free money. So, you know,
the returned money.
Yeah, returned.
That you'd already paid for. Yeah, that you just got back.
But getting it back, it's like, wow, this
oh,
is new.
It's girl math. Okay.
So it's girl math. Like, I can get whatever I want with this because it was already gone, but now I've got it back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we
it's
have
like
that.
The secret fiver you found in your pocket. But...
Exactly. And then the last one is we're having a brat summer. This is kind of topical.
I just think you're having a class summer.
So
great.
Brat, Kamala Harris has just used this for her campaign, Brat Summer, Charlie XCX's new album. So again, this will quickly go on its way out now. But Brat Summer was all about Charlie XCX's album. Like Brat's like bumping her music, just like hot girl summer kind of thing.
And Kamala Harris has now
it's
put
been
an
utilized.
End to... Oh, really?
Yeah. So actually, Charlie XCX tweeted, Kamala is Brat.
So she's class.
Basically, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But that's also kind of been... now, it's again, it's been used by... the millennials, so
yeah, so it's gone. So once it starts, once it's kind of in the main fray, it's gone.
I
from Gen Z,
that's it. It's like, oh, I've ruined it.
It's gone.
It's gone too far.
Ellen, are you like, would you have failed that test as poorly as I did?
I actually, do you know what? I was surprised that I did well. I never heard no pop. That was definitely new. But I think the rest of them, I was okay on. I would have done okay. Let's put it like that.
Listen, I'm comfortable with the fact that I don't live in a Gen Z world, but I imagine I can't be alone. And it is amazing to think that there's a whole list of other words from drip, fam, slaps, cap, as Kira mentioned, eight, sus, mid, lives rent free in my head. These are all among the phrases and words being added yeah. to Alexa, to the Amazon speaker.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, this happens generation to generation. I would definitely class myself in that millennial age bracket. So like, you know, we had our slang that now is deeply uncool for the Gen Zs. But actually, it goes like way, way back. And the first time the word slang was used in this kind of way to mean, you know, a group of people who have a certain way of speaking is as early as 1771 to refer to sailors kind of using their own lingo to talk about things. So slang as a concept has been around for, you know, a long, long time. And it's just, it changes definitely from generation to generation, but even group to group. So different kind of groups of people might have different ways of speaking, different kind of subcultures and so on. So slang has been around for a long time, and there's probably much older slang that maybe the Gen Zs don't understand that is kind of unfashionable now, but does kind of remind people of, you know, their youth
a
or their
period.
Time when they were using.
How long typically do words and phrases, you know, tend to sit in the bracket of slang? Like, considering Kira just mentioned that slay is even sort of gone out of the Gen Z world now.
Yeah, I think, say that example of slay, one of the things there, and Kira kind of mentioned it herself, is that once other groups kind of start to use it, it loses that kind of secretiveness. So I think one of the appeals of slang is that people who aren't in that group, whether it's a generation or, you know, a particular subgroup, they don't know what you're saying. So it's fun and it's humorous, and you kind of almost have this secret way of speaking with one another. And once then it becomes kind of common knowledge what that means, it sort of loses that appeal a bit. And, you know, oh, everyone's using it now. You see it even like people were first young people used Facebook. Then when other generations started to use it, it lost that kind of appeal of, this is for us and this is something we know that you don't.
Yeah.
And that's what slang gives. So it really depends on that, because some slang words do stick around and others, you know, others have fallen out of favor. So it really depends on the kind of word it is, I suppose.
The Amazon survey, Kira, found that 65% of Gen Z pick up their cryptic lingo totally from TikTok.
See, I actually am not a TikToker. Despite my job,
really?
I don't
Well,
use
according
it.
To this, it's your preferred social media.
No, I'm a Twitter ex girly.
Really?
That chronic...
Which is a bit old school, I would have thought.
Yeah, well, I guess I'm an old soul, some might say. But no, I literally am chronically on Twitter. And I think, again, it's just, that's where I get everything from.
But is that where, Ellen, a lot of the kind of the more cryptic lingo tends to come from?
It's actually some research that has been done over the last few years, in particular by people like Gretchen McCullough, actually show that young women in particular lead linguistic change. So around 90% of our changes in language, particularly these kind of new slang words, come from young women. They're the ones who kind of innovate and start using things, which I think is maybe why so many complimentary words exist in this kind of Gen Z vernacular.
It's all just a vocab of compliments, from what I can
say. I mean, and listen, we love to see the girlies complimenting each other.
It's like, giving
that's
girly.
So great. And,
giving girly.
You know, I think you even see it with that brat summer that Kira mentioned. Like, that's something that came from a young woman, Charlie XCX, and now the, you know, potential presidential nominee
is using it.
Tell me,
in what context, Kira, do you use tea? The tea has been added to Alexa.
So I'll be like, let's spill the tea. Oh, you have tea on that person? Spill
Goss.
It. Yeah.
And mother? As opposed to every other age bracket.
I feel like this is particularly used in like drag culture, but mother, like, oh my God, mother. That's kind of like a sleigh. Like, I don't know. I feel like you might get called mother yourself, you know. You are the radio mother. It's great. It's
deadly.
Camp. It's fantastic.
I love it. Kira Tracy from the News Talk Digital team, and also Dr. Ellen Hiley, Assistant Professor at DCU's School of English. Thanks a million to you both for joining us here on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.